how wonderful and beautiful our scripture readings are for this fourth Sunday of Easter. I couldn't help but appreciate very much Peter's response in the first reading this morning. He was full of the Holy Spirit. He had witnessed death and resurrection, and he was filled with the love and the power that the Lord and Savior gave him, and he was sharing it fervently with those around him. But as often, it fell on deaf ears, and the vast majority listening to him in that high court could care less what he was saying. They had a long desire for political gain, a Messiah who would set the world ablaze with his power on earth and do all of the wonderful things for riches and security. In our second reading, John, of course, gives a little glimpse for all of us as to what heaven will be like. Not just our faith that we have today, but we're going to physically see him in all of his radiant glory. Powerful, loving images of what is to come. And then, of course, we hear from St. John in our gospel as he gives us this beautiful pastoral story of the Good Shepherd and his journey. It takes me back a little ways, and I was just thinking about, you know, I don't see a lot of shepherds watching over their flocks in the fields. And so journey back with me, if you will, centuries ago. There weren't any mega cities, and shortly after you left the streets of the village, you could see the hills and the valleys around and shepherds herding their sheep. We see this because this is the setting in which Jesus presents his parable this morning. They would bring the sheep down from the hills, and they would put them at night or in evening when the wolves and the mountain lions were preying for food. They would put them in this sheepfold, as they called it. And all it really was a setting in a valley at the bottom of a hill where there was a rock bed around them. Not four square walls, but literally a large place where rocks protected them from the elements. And then on top of that, they would have, similar to our barbed wire, they would just have branches with thorns all around them, so it would discourage animals or anything else that might want the sheep to get to them. And then the interesting part is, you might ask, well, that leaves a pretty broad opening. No, it was a very narrow opening. You'd almost have to squat to get inside where the sheep were. And guess who guarded that? It was the shepherd. With his staff and his rod, he would sit there at night to protect the only opening into that area where the sheep were held. And I say this because if you listen to the gospel reading, Jesus talks about the protection of his flock. And that's what the shepherd was all about in those days, protecting his flock. And so Jesus uses this parable to express to us today is how important it is for that shepherd to be there, to console us, to protect us, to guide us, to nurture us. And that's the message that he presents to those listening to him with this parable, that he is the shepherd. He is the one who is going to watch carefully over each and every one of us every day of our lives. The shepherd was indeed the door. And only through that door could those sheep find peace and security and hope. He mentions that some of the other shepherds were hired shepherds. And if you'll remember, the scribes and the Pharisees really did legally have control over the flock of Palestine in those areas. And so Jesus was simply saying that there are others who act as if they're going to protect you. But at some point, when the trouble begins, they'll run and they'll hide and they'll leave you astray. And he says, I'm not going to do that. I have the power to heal, to protect, to gather you together, and to love you. And that is the kind of shepherd who indeed understands each and every one of us. One with patience, with love, and they are infinite. He is always ready to go after us when we stray too far, and indeed, you know that we do. He reaches out to us in prayer, in retreats, in our own illnesses. He is there for every cross that we need to bear. How many times, if you just stop and think about how many times he's touched your heart and he's helped you back into the reality of who you are as a baptized Christian. His message is simple. Don't shut your ears to his call. Be the child of God he has shepherded you to be. Go out and proclaim his glory to who you are and what you say and what you do for those less fortunate and in need. Help him lead that flock back into the safety of his loving and waiting arms. There are many, many who need him. And so the question we ask this morning is, will you answer that plea by our Lord? Will you open your arms to those who are hungry, who are in need for health and love and peace? Are you the child of God that you ought to be? Those are the questions that pose and arise from the scripture readings this morning. Oh yeah, we can break open the word. We can give you space to love and to serve and to be refueled and rekindled. But the real issue is, what do you do when you get out of the parking lot? Are you that child of God that he asked us to be this morning? Are you going to take what you've been given and give it to someone who needs it? When you come to the foot of this altar this morning, I hope you reflect on that, and as you take his body and his blood, I hope you're renewed and refreshed in his love and his understanding of how he wants you in that fold and how much he loves each and every one of us as we move forward in this earthly journey to the eternal life.